Church, say amen, amen, amen. Brother, microphone, a lean song. Well, I tell you, isn't that something? I tell you what, man, you all this, brother Form, you got all that talent. And you sit there 15 years and I ain't even get to hear you sing. I'm so thankful to you. I called him, I heard him on the conference, guys, and man, I'm going to be upset if you don't sing for me and make your debut. Now, we haven't been in afternoon service in about 4 years, isn't that right, Brother Stout? It's probably the first time we've been in person afternoon in over 3 years. This is a historical moment, is that right? And Michael leading songs, Brother Brooks traveling van, Brother Stout pulpit minister, all these new things happening, and God is good. And what I'm going to talk about this evening is going to be new and short. Because I know we ate some good food. Is that good? Yeah, appreciate all those who put together the food. And amen. Thank God for the evangelism ministry. So happy to see everything going so well. And how high, and the food was delicious. Amen.
Amen.
Delicious, delicious. And now if y'all, don't go to sleep, I'm gonna take about 10 or 15 minutes. That good? 10 or 15 minutes, we can do it like that? That alright? That fair? I think that's all right. But if you're visiting with us, it's going to be 10 minutes that can save your soul if you're listening carefully. If you're not a member of the church choir, perhaps you're listening via Facebook, or let's not forget we got other people listening on the conference call as well, because just because the numbers are not that number in person here, we still got a lot of people listening. And maybe somebody out there who's not a member of the Church of Christ, you're listening. And we know this might be the last time you ever get to hear God's word, but I want you to know this, that God loved you, amen. He gave his son, and his son died on that cross to save your soul. And it'll be a shame to have a day like today and somebody heard the truth and died in their sins and didn't obey. Wouldn't that be a shame? Somebody, if you need to be obedient to God, believe in him, believe in God and obey him before it's eternally too late. God gave his son, he suffered. I'm going to talk about that more here shortly. Now, this afternoon, I just want to say, I'll talk about what love got to do with it. Who sung that song?
Tina Turner.
This is not what I'm talking about. Some of y'all that went all the way back to, yeah, Brother Brooks started trying to move and all that. No, I ain't talking about that type. But this, I want to close this evangelistic effort this afternoon with this thought, just to show love is God's answer. What's love got to do with it? Everything. Everything. When it comes to being saved, it's all about love. Brothers, sisters, friends, and listening audience, only love will get us to heaven. Only love that God has, only love will get us to heaven. Only love will cause you to obey God. And so my point number one, the great new commandment, the New Testament, is called the law of love. There in the law of love came with Jesus. When Jesus came, love came to the world. Y'all know that? The love came to the world and he brought a new way, a new day. We got a New Testament. It's a new law. Never before were there Christians in the Bible. They were not Christians in the Old Testament. This new way, taking communion, that's a new. It's new. It's new. It's all based on love. You can't drink this blood if you don't love God. It won't do you any good. You got to love him. Now, you know the goal of the text, for God so loved who? The world, that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn this world, but watch this now, but that the world through him
might be saved.
Why are we doing what we're doing today? To save souls. Why did God send his son? To save souls. I want you to know, in John chapter 3, Jesus was teaching the ruler of the Jews, Nicodemus. Nicodemus, see, and I'm going to come back to him in a minute. But he made a statement after talking to Nicodemus. He said, for God so loved the world. Jesus said that. And I want you to know that Jesus understood what he was saying. Now, never before had the world known love like Jesus was getting ready to demonstrate. Never before had God, the world known love like God speaks of love in John 3:16. Now in John 13:34, we're going to roll through a few scriptures here real quick, and then I'm going to turn the lesson over to you. Now I want y'all to watch this now. In John 13:34,
he said, a new commandment.
Now what did he say?
A new commandment.
A new one. I mean, this one wasn't an old. This is a new commandment. And notice who gives it. Jesus said, a new commandment I give
to you. That ye love one another.
Jesus said, the new commandment, I give it. So here comes Jesus into the world, but God sends his son. His son comes to the world. He said, I'm going to give y'all a new commandment. What is it?
That you love one another.
Here it is. The new part is not love, because God is love. The new part is that you love one another. Now here it is. As I have loved you. Y'all know how much God loved us? Do you know how he loved us? Do you know how much he loved us? Mm-hmm. He want us to love. He said the new commandment is you love as I have
loved you.
Loved you. Now, here's the thing. How does God know we love him? How will he know? Now, look at this. John 14, 15. John 14, 15. John 14, 21. John 14, 23. John 14, 31. Go to John 14. How does God know that we understand the love he gave to us must be reciprocated in a certain way? Here's how you know we love him. Jesus said, John 15, 14, 15, if you love me, condition.
Keep my commandments.
Do what?
Keep my commandments.
How he know we love him?
Keep my commandments.
All right. Now, watch verse 21.
He that hath my commandments and keepeth them,
he is he that loveth me.
And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father.
See that? They're working together. God so loved the world, he sends it. And then Jesus said, I'm going to give you a new commandment. You got to love like I did. Now, here's how I know you love like I did is when you do what I say. Right, the new commandment is that you love. Now look here. He said the commandment, I will know it when you keep them. Drop down verse 23. Jesus answered and said to him,
If a man love me, he will keep my word.
He gonna do what?
He will keep my word.
What he gonna do, y'all? How do God know we love him? When we keep his what?
Word.
Commandments. When we keep his commandment, when we keep his word, that's when God know we love him. Now. So he know we love him. He said, I give you a new commandment that you love as I have loved. So what if we don't love like he has loved? We're breaking a command, which is new. The new commandment is that you love like he loved. Now we're going to see how he loved here in a minute. Notice this. Watch verse, Jesus showed his love. Drop down to verse 31. Notice what he says. But that
The world may know that I love the Father as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do.
So God commanded Jesus. The Hebrews 5:8 says, though he was a son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered, being made perfect. Notice, watch it now. He became the author of eternal salvation to all them that obey him. See, Jesus obeyed God. And we must obey Jesus. So he said, the new commandment I give is that I give it. So who's our Lord and Master? Jesus. Say, Jesus, I give this new one. The one I'm giving is that you love as I have loved. Stay with me now. Now, how did Jesus love? Go to John 14 and 15, verse 13. 15, 13.
Greater love hath no man than this.
Now, he said what?
Greater love.
Okay, here
no
it is. Here it is.
This.
As I have loved. Now he said, now here Jesus comes back and say, he says this, greater love had no man than this. Watch it now.
That a man
lay down his life
for his friend.
So he said, love as I have loved. What does that mean? How did he love us? He laid down his life for who? His friends. Now watch who his friends are. Ye are my friends, going back to love response. If you do whatsoever I commanded you. So it's all about doing what God told you. God gave his son. His son gave his life. Paul closed it out. Paul finished it up like this. In Romans 5, he said, God commended his love toward us that while we were yet sinners, here it come, Christ died. So as we love each other, do you know we are to give our life? We will give our life for the cause of Christ. Y'all understand that? If somebody say, well, you're not a Christian and we're going to kill you. Do you understand our response must be kill me? Why? Would you give your life for Christ? You know, many of the apostles did because of the cause of Christ. Many of them gave their lives. You understand that? He said, now if you die in your sin, you'll lose your soul. Right? Well, he said, be thou faithful unto death. What does that mean? faithful till the day you die? No, that's not what that means. Be faithful unto death means be faithful to your belief that Jesus is your Savior, even if it requires dying. That's how much you're supposed to love Him. Yeah, what's love got to do with it? Everything. Everything got, love got to do with everything. So I love Jesus. Well, are you worshiping? Are you giving right? Have you been baptized? Do you take communion every Sunday? Or are you just talking? People who respond, don't respond for baptism, don't love God. They're not in it. What's love got? Ain't got nothing to do with it. When you reject Him, you don't love Him. So what is the drawing power of God's love? It's in John 3 is where Moses was, Moses was, had lifted up the serpent in the wilderness. When he was talking to, let's just go over that real quick. I'll close it right there. In John chapter, remember John 3:16? I remember that. For God so loved who? The world that He gave who?
His only begotten
Son. That whosoever believe in what?
Should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Now he was talking to Nicodemus. He told Nicodemus, you gotta be born again. You can't, Nicodemus said, man, can I go back in my mother's womb and be there? No, I'm not talking about that stuff. You gotta be born of the water and the spirit. Then right before he got ready to get to verse 16, he told Nicodemus this in verse 14. Watch this.
And as Moses lifted up the serpent in
the wilderness. Here it is. As Moses was lifted up in the serpent, up the serpent in the wilderness.
Even so must the Son of Man be lifted
up.
Now
this is a must. Now what happened? The snakes were biting Moses, the children of Israel. The God said, He said, what I'm going to do? I'm getting ready to stop. He said, what I'm going to do? What the people going to do? Israel going to die because of snake bite. He said, so okay, what you need to do, Moses, I'm paraphrasing, put a serpent up on the pole and tell the people to look at the pole. Keep the eye on the pole. And as long as they kept the eye on the pole, the snakes would stop biting. Right? Y'all got that? So he said, just like that happened back in the old, there's another one coming. It's Jesus said, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must what? The Son of Man be what?
Lifted up.
Lifted. So he said, now I got to get lifted up. So now we're talking about the love. The love lift was when Jesus was lifted up on the cross. When he was lifted up on the cross with nails in his hands and his feet, there is the love that the world had never seen. This is the love of God. For God so loved the world, He sent. He gave His only begotten Son. So God the Father gave love when He gave His Son. His Son gave love when He hung on the cross. He said, greater love
had no man than this.
Greater love had no man than this. Then He would lay down His life for His friend. So he went on to verse 16. He said, for God so loved you like this. He so loved you. This so love is a love magnified beyond what man would ever understand. That a father could give his only son for a dying world. And I'm going to tell you this, ladies and gentlemen, friend, whoever's listening. If you can't love God the Father for sending His Son, you will miss heaven. You will miss heaven. What's love got to do with it? Everything. You got to love God first. You got to love God the Father enough to love His Son. If you can't love the Father, you ain't going to love that Son. When you love the Father who sent His Son, then you'll love the Son who came down from the glory of love. For God is love. God sent love to the world. Love walked among men. Love was judged, am I right about it? Love was slapped. Love was beaten. Love was driven with nails in his hands and his feet. And love stayed on the cross 6 hours. What's love got to do with it?
Everything.
Yes. Love brought the blood to wash our sins away in baptism. If you're not baptized, you don't love God. You don't love Him. You can never refuse a father who gives his child and tell you what to do and then say you love him.
No.
Is that right, y'all? That's right. And you can't say you love him because you don't love him. The new commandment is this. Jesus said, I'm giving you a brand new one. And everything hang on this one. That you love as I have
love. And God commended his love toward us. He gives his son, and guess what his son done? Gave his life on that cross. You know what his response was going to be? He said, come to me. Come unto me, love calls. Love calls. I'm not talking about Kim either. Love calls. God's love is calling. It calls the man from the world. It calls the sinner from the world. God's love calls. Come to me, Jesus says. All you that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. You got to prepare to meet God. But prepare your mind with this verse, listening audience, that you better believe in this, that God meant what he said when he gave his son. He knew what he was doing. He meant what he said, and he put it in the scripture, that God so loved you that much. Yeah. Now, do you love him? Will you respond to him? How do you respond to him, Brother Brooks? Believing that Jesus Christ died on that cross for you to save your soul. And it will be a sad condition to be in, to be at a place where Brother Brooks told you, and they had water there. You could keep the commandment of God. You could be baptized. You could become a member of the church you're purchased with by love, with the blood of love. And you can do that today, and you leave and don't do it.
That's it.
What did that say? What's love got to do with it? Everything. What's love got to do with it? Everything. But love must be reciprocated. What does that mean? You got to show love back to him. And he said, if you love me, you'll keep my
commandment.
That's what it said. That's how I know. Jesus said, if you love me. What did he command for man to be saved? He said, go in the world. Here's the command. Mark 16:15. Go in all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. He said this. He that believe it and is what? Baptized shall be saved. Not might be, shall be. So Jesus gave the command to be saved, to believe and be baptized. So if you're here today, you have not believed, you don't believe, or you do believe. If you don't believe, you're in trouble. If you believe that he died on the cross for your sins, you've heard it, right?
Right.
What did you hear? What's the story of? It's a story of love. It's a story of love. That's what you heard. Do you believe the story of love? I believe it with all my heart one day. I believe it, y'all. Story of love will cause you to repent. It'll say, man, I got to change my way. God loved me like that. The story of love will make you stand and say, for there, I believe in Jesus Christ, Son of God. That's what the story of love would do for you. And the story of love would say, I want to be baptized for the remission of my sins because God so loved me. I couldn't walk away from somebody who loved me like that. Would you come? We want you to come. Prepare to meet your God today by being baptized, restoring to the church if you need to, ask for forgiveness if you need to. Know this, that the story of love is what the world needs to hear. Because what love got to do with it? Everything about getting to heaven. It has to do with love. Love God, love the church, love the people, love your neighbor, love your enemy, love God, and live a life. Heaven will be your home. Would you come as together we stand and sing the song of encouragement?
Careless soul, why will you linger, wandering from the fold of God? Hear you not the invitation? Oh, prepare to meet thy God. Careless soul, careless soul, oh, heed thy warning, for your life will soon be gone.
Won't you come home if you've been down?
Oh, sad.
Come to the Lord.
To face the judgment.
You got to prepare to meet God.
Unprepared to meet thy God. Why so thoughtless are you standing while the fleeting years go by? And your life is spinning folly. Oh, prepare to meet thy God. Careless soul, oh, heed thy
warning.
For your life will soon be gone.
Oh, how sad.
To face the judgment,
unprepared to meet thy God.
You've been a great artist. May God bless you. What's love got to do with it?